In our investment feature, we are joined by Gabriel Erastus, a local economist on economic matters around the world.
So right now, the energy transition is one of the biggest topics, and Namibia has taken a stand that we are going to do both. Go renewable, as we can see, there is a lot of investment in the renewable energy and also on the gas and things like that. But at the same time, the country has also taken a position to say that we are going to do both. We are also going to explore for oil, but we will also keep investing in renewable matters. So the just transition is one of the biggest topics right now, not only for Namibia, but also for Africa. Then the second thing, which is also related to that, is the oil industry. The oil industry, as you can see, as you have probably heard, that Namibia has probably have done 27 wells drilling, which are for prospecting for oil. And they just did that in 2 years. And so far, four of those oils have shown some positive results. So now the question is that it's about Namibia now developing or trying to make sure that they get that oil off the ground. They get that oil off the ground. And not only that, they also have to come up with a regulatory framework, how to guide such a new sector. And again, second to that is how we're going to benefit as a country from the oil industry. Whoever is going to get this oil, what is the modality of benefiting Namibian people just beyond oil? And that's why now there was a presentation that highlighted that the country is what we call the petroleum agreement. The country is a national petroleum agreement, which now every company is going to do or to get or to extract oil has to sign, which actually indicated how much royalty, the taxation and the empowerment component. The oil and the gas industry right now is one of the biggest topic, and everyone is trying to understand the regulatory framework and how the country is also going to benefit from that. So there is so much geopolitics and also continental politics that are now happening. As you can see, even in Western and Northern and Central Africa, that there are so many issues when it comes to politics, where the military are taking over, there are coups that are happening. So it's all about now the politics and the African continent, which is to a certain extent trying to stand up or trying to do things differently, where militaries are trying to remove those people that they have are being influenced by the Westerners. So now countries like France that have been influencing African policies, especially in those countries at the western side and the northern continent, are now facing resistance from this military to say, we cannot have leaders more that are actually just listening to you. And this is now a whole shakeup in the African continent. And it has raised now so many questions that going forward, should Africa just consider themselves at the policy level that whatever they do need to suit them more, rather than them listening to the outside world in exchange for aid? So the geopolitics and the continental politics or leadership shakeup is also one of the biggest events now, which will definitely have an influence in terms of what we export and what we import, given the sanctions that are now being rolled out. But more importantly, it is also a component either to unite the African countries toward a common goal or divide them. As you've seen, Nigeria even wanted to take up arms to attack a fellow country, but other African countries have also joined the other one to say, if you attack us, we also defend. So this whole geopolitics or this whole leadership within the continent, as also going forward, it is quite a medium to long-term impact on how the African policies are going to be. Because as you can see that either some African countries are coming together while some are choosing sides. So all those are important factors to consider going forward. Then lastly, maybe just to look at the policy amendment in a country domestically, we have a lot of policies that are being amended. The hydrogen sector, which is coming, the oil sector, which is coming, the grey listing. If you look at all these components and also the investment bill, if you look at all these components, these three factors, the oil and gas, the grey listing fears, the hydrogen and the investment, whether it's locally or from outside, they all have guided or have informed the political people, the political sector to change certain laws. And right now there is a wave of amendment that are happening. If you look at the number of laws, the number of bills that have been submitted to the parliament due to grey listing, they are around 12, probably two or three new ones. And if you look at the proposal that are coming from Minister of Justice in terms of hydrogen, to say either we amend 9 laws or we come up with one which is going to be catering for everybody. But again, if you look at the investment, we are talking about the foreign direct investment, we are talking about local investment, we are talking about within intra-Africa trade. And all these things are also looking at the things to be amended. We're also looking at laws to be changed. So there is a new wave of policy changes or policy amendment. And the only fear is that either we have the internal intention or we are trying to be influenced finance by somebody. So the whole building of the Namibian economy is also now going to be shaken, or how we do things going to be shaken by the amendment of these things. So in terms of compliance, in terms of the easiness of doing business, in terms of the whole regulatory environment is going to be affected by the shakeup within this amendment of these laws. So those are some of the few factors or variables at the macro level that I can just highlight at this particular moment.